What is up, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Apple, Spotify, and everyone tuned in on the Texas Sports Unfiltered app? Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK live on Texas Sports Unfiltered and on the free TSU app. Today is Monday, December 29th, 2025. And the Buck and I are back after the long holiday weekend, and we are live for the next 2 hours. On today's show, we'll talk about everything we missed from the five-day weekend, including the latest transfer news for the Texas Longhorns. Trey Wisner is out. What does his departure mean for the future of the running back room at the University of Texas? We're also 2 days away from kickoff of the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. We've got some sound from Kyle Flood and a couple of Longhorn players as well leading up to that matchup on the 31st. We will recap week 17 in the NFL, the Houston Texans clinching a playoff spot, some crazy action all weekend long and last night as well. We've got plenty of football to get into, including Michigan hiring a new head coach and a couple of fun stories to dive into as well. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. Hope everyone is having a fantastic holiday season. We appreciate y'all starting your weeks off with us. Good to see you, my man. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself? It is kind of cool out. No, it's cold out. It's not cool out anymore. It's cold out. It will be for the next 2 days, and then we'll be right back where we belong, back to the 70s. Well, we belong in the 90s. That's where we belong. But we'll get to the 70s and enjoy every bit of that over the after the 2 days. But two early mornings will be cool. Feels like it's around in the 20s this morning. Lots of wind out there. Lots of wind last night. But it says 40, doesn't it?
It says 45. Feels like 31 at the moment.
Yeah, so it's 31.
Let me ask you this. You have told us for weeks that you are going to let us know when it's winter here in Austin, Texas. So I'm asking you right now, with the temps being what they are right now, can we officially call this winter here in Central
Texas? No, not the next 2 days, not when it pops back to the 70s here on Wednesday, you know, New Year's Eve, and also the new year as you're getting in the 70s, and some parts will hit even into the 80s. The next one will be the one. The next cool front that we have, or cold front, not cool front, but cold front, I will call winter, but we're not really at winter yet. You're gonna like the next 2 days. Some people like the mornings, and still, you know, you're still gonna get up into the, you know, 50s and 60s, but the 70s is a beautiful thing, BK.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. I mean, it was pretty weird going through Christmas with temperatures near the 80s.
Oh, the humidity was awful.
And I keep checking the calendar and checking the weather, and it doesn't really make sense that we're getting these temps at this time of the year. But, hey, we'll take it. We will take it. And you look around the country, a lot of places getting snowstorms right now, and we got temps in the 70s and 80s. So I'd much rather be here than be there, that's for sure.
Yeah, my family back on the East Coast got some snow and got some cold and snow along with it. And I said to them, well, where do you think you are, Texas? Of course you're going to get that. That's what you deserve. That's why you're still there.
Yeah.
Because you love that weather.
That's why we live here, and that's why y'all live there.
That's absolutely right, man. I don't like it. It's okay for a couple days to put a sweater on or a jacket and a hoodie, but I don't want it to be any more than about 3 or 4 days of it. After that, it's a pain in the ass then. It's hard for me to get cranking then, you know what I'm saying? I get outside and even do some of my yard work. I'd rather just be in a hot sweat than to have to get warm and sweat and then get cold again. No thanks.
Yeah,
my body doesn't like all those different little things. And for everybody, I hope you had a happy holiday. I hope you had a great holiday being with your families and friends, BK. I'm sure it was great for you. I know you had to do a lot of traveling around. You had to fight the folks that are on their way back from places like Dallas and Houston. And please, everybody, be safe driving and getting back over the next couple of days. A lot of folks won't be back until after the holiday, so, and that's cool too. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate it during the holiday season, any other season, and to you and your families, please be safe out there.
Yes, indeed. And I told you before the show, I'll be catching a flight this afternoon. I'll be working the rest of the week. Just we'll be on remote location, at least for the next couple of days.
Nice.
Headed to Columbus, Ohio. And I just checked the weather up there. Feels like 6 degrees right now. A New Year's Eve wedding in Columbus, Ohio.
Those aren't friends. Those are foes that do that to you. What are you? Are you going to Buckeye Land and they're trying to kidnap you?
Well, funny enough, it is in Buckeye Land, and most of the family of the people getting married are Buckeye fans. And the wedding itself is December 31st at 7:30 Eastern time. The Cotton Bowl between Ohio State and Miami is December 31st at 7:30 Eastern time.
Wow, lots of phones out there.
Oh, my God. I'm worried the groom during his vows isn't going to be reading his vows. He's going to be watching his phone to check out what's happening at Jerry World on Wednesday. So, yeah, not real happy that the New Year's wedding is a controversial bit. A lot of people don't think it's a good idea to get married on New Year's. I think it's an even worse idea to do that while your team's playing in the college football playoff and also force everyone to travel to Columbus, Ohio on New Year's. But I got to stop talking because it's a member of my girlfriend's family, so I better.
Well, you know, and once again, as I say, you know, those are the most important days of people's lives. And sometimes you can only, the schedule is what the schedule is. You can't get you don't want to be paying a heavy price. And in these days, if you don't get the right date, you know, and you try to pick it for two more weeks after that, that could cost you thousands of dollars. So, you know, suck it up and get it done.
Yeah, that's the price you pay. I mean, it's an Ohio State fan. They're usually this deep into the college football playoffs, so they had to know there was at least a chance that their team would be involved in this game. But for me, I don't care about Ohio State. Like, I'm a little bummed I won't get to watch this entire game because it's a college football playoff game and the season's almost over, and that sucks. But I'm more bummed that it's going to be feels like 6 degrees where I am on New Year's.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
That's not where I want to be. That's the selfish part. It's not, oh, you're causing people to miss a playoff game. It's you're forcing people to go to Columbus, Ohio, an extremely cold place at an extremely cold time of the year.
Yeah, you probably don't have a winter jacket. You're going with a sports coat thinking, that's all right, everything's going to be indoors. You got to come up with something big.
Yeah, I have like 40 layers worth of clothes packed, but I don't have like an overcoat.
Yeah, that's right? The one.
I bought a nice jacket, like a nice winter jacket that I can wear around when I'm going outside, but I can't wear it with the tuxedo I'll be wearing at the wedding. So it's inside, thankfully, but obviously walking around outside will be a struggle for me. I'm not used to that.
I don't think taking pictures in the Rose Garden will work at that time of the year there anyway.
They got roses up there at this time?
They have nothing up there at this time. They have nothing but snow and bad-looking roads.
Take a picture in the Icicle Garden or something. Yeah. That's what I'll be doing this week. So, I'll be a little envious of you and everybody else down here. I know it's cold today, but obviously temperatures warming up the next couple of days. I will not get that. So y'all enjoy it down here. All right. So much to dive into from the long holiday weekend. Plenty of Texas football to get to. Obviously the biggest story from our little hiatus was what happened on Friday morning. News dropped. It was a not so merry post-Christmas nugget. Friday morning that Texas running back Trey Wisner is planning to enter the transfer portal. Still not officially open. January 2nd is when the portal opens up. That is this Friday, so we'll start to get news about where people are going at the end of this week. But obviously we've seen since the conclusion of the regular season a bunch of different players from around the country hit the portal. We had seen some big departures with DeAndre Moore and Leon Golifau, but Buck, without question, the biggest exodus right now is Trey Wisner. A bit of a shocker for, I think, everybody that Wisner will no longer be a Texas Longhorn. Your thoughts?
Well, there are three possible reasons to me. One is, because I wrote down what and why. You know, for Trey Wisner, you know, a two-year starter at Texas, 1,000-yard rushing season, and a not-so-prosperous year last year, just made me think, one of the first reason, it's got to be for the money. It's got to be about money. Second reason is he thinks the offensive line stinks. And the third reason is they may have already told him they've got a running back that he's going to have to compete with anyway. And if he doesn't want to compete, goodbye anyway. See you later. Been a two-year starter, so you don't think you can keep your job as a two-year starter and a 1,000-yard rusher. You need to get the hell out anyway. So bye to that. The money thing is, now the college football sort of is about the money with certain individuals. That's fine. You're not worth $1 million. If you're asking for $1 million, you're not worth it. You're not that good. Because like you may be thinking, the offensive line ain't that good either in order to give you $1 million that you're going to do something with. And the other one is, to me, is the offensive line play. That has to be in his mind. It's got to be. So he's already either got something, a place in mind that has a decent offensive line. Thus, when you say the Aggies possibly, that he's going there. But I think the first thing is money, because that's all. I mean, you're a two-year starter. You're at a place. You know the system. You understand the run game. If you think the offensive line just sucks, then okay. If he said, I don't think the offensive line is good here, I would say, okay, I understand. Bye. That's fine. But if it's totally straight up about money and straight up, and the new running back coach, maybe he has already told him, you know, maybe they've had a discussion that, yeah, I may get the kid from Florida. That kid's name's not in there yet, is it?
No.
So if he doesn't want to compete, I don't really want the dude anyway. But that guy who's competed for 2 years and he's had these scrubs that he's been around here, doesn't think he can keep his job, then I don't want him. So maybe it is all about money.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the offensive line. I don't think it has anything to do with competing for playing time. I think it's a combination of those other two things you brought up. The biggest one is money. There's no doubt. I mean, that felt obvious right when the news dropped, and then more and more has come out since Friday morning that has indicated that this was a bit of a stalemate when it came to negotiations for what Trey Wisner's contract was going to look like in 2026. And also the other part of this is not really the competition aspect, but Texas is in the market for a transfer portal running back.
Sure.
And they're going to pay that guy a lot of money to come to Texas and hopefully solve some of the problems that the Longhorns had with their running game in 2025. And Trey Wisner and Trey Wisner's camp, they're hearing some of the dollar amounts that are being reported and thrown around right now about what Texas would be willing to pay somebody else who's never played a snap at the University of Texas. And he's thinking, and his camp is thinking, well, I've been the leading rusher here the last couple of years. I've invested a lot in this program. I would like to get paid a good amount of money for what I've done in the past. And I just think it was a difference in opinion of what the player was worth. Like Trey Wisner and his side felt like they were worth one thing. The University of Texas felt like Trey Wisner was worth another thing, and they couldn't come to an agreement. And ultimately, that is why Wisner will be playing his college football elsewhere next year.
Yeah, I'll be very careful, because I don't want to get out that I said that, you know, get along, little doggie, but it's not over yet either. I mean, that kid could come, that kid could say he's in the portal. Could he not then say, I'm coming back to Texas? I mean, I think you have to be careful that, you know, somebody, he may, you know, his family may say, no, you've been a two-year starter. Go back there. You're making up. You're getting enough money. You know the system. You know that. You walk into some other place. I don't know. If you don't, what are you going to offer that guy? I mean, that guy's not worth $1 million. The guy's not that good. I mean, he's okay, but he's not that good. I don't consider him one of the top running backs I may consider him one of the top backs that may be in the portal, but not $1 million worth. I'd pay that dude $1 million.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. And, you know, in Texas's case, I think just about everybody wants the Longhorns to upgrade at running back.
No, yes. So
you're going to be paying somebody else that you get out of the portal, a likely seven figures to come to Texas. You can't be paying. I mean, you can, but it doesn't make sense to be paying two running backs seven figures. And it doesn't make sense to be paying a backup, which, look, Trey Wisner was going to play if he came back next year, but he was going to be more of a complimentary back. At least that was the best case scenario for Texas. So it just doesn't make sense to pay kind of a role player that much money
No.
to stick around. That's what this was. So, yeah, hypothetically, I mean, Trey Wisner can't even officially enter the portal until January 2nd. So hypothetically, he's not even in there.
Right.
And hypothetically, he could come back. But I think the only way that Trey Wisner is a Texas Longhorn this year is if the Longhorns strike out on all of their top portal running back targets.
Yeah, they can't just take anybody. That's the thing.
Right.
They're in a huge bind here because obviously whoever was the running back coach didn't do anything with the other dudes to make them any good last year. They're not just going to step onto the field and all of a sudden become unbelievable running backs. We didn't see a thing from them this year. They never got a chance to get in. So how did they get that good over a month?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a big issue for Texas. I mean, they've had four running backs hit the portal, Buck. Trey Wisner, CJ Baxter, Jarrett Gibson, Ricky Stewart. That's four running backs who are leaving.
I knew eventually that thing was going to come to it. That thing was going to pop. That bubble, you start grabbing these guys. They're five stars from the state of Florida. They're four stars here. They won't stay. Those guys want the ball.
Right, they do.
And they want the money.
And look, a couple of them, all right, it's no surprise that they left, and you understand why, but, you know, Trey Wisner is the one that makes you scratch your head and really raises your eyebrows a little bit, considering everything that he's done around here the last couple of years.
I just know that if I know the running system here, and I've had 1,000 yards, and, you know, I'm looking at it that the offensive line play wasn't that great, and I would expect it would be upgraded, I'm not going to leave a place that I know what the run game is. That's kind of goofy, unless it's straight out cash, homie.
Yeah, it is. You got to put that in your head, Buck. It's a new era of college football where so much of this is getting as much money as you possibly can. And look, you're talking about Trey Wisner being not very good. It sounds like you don't think Trey Wisner has a very long future in the NFL, right?
No, he'll be a journeyman. He'll be running scout team. He may come up. They may call him up if two guys get hurt. It was almost like Jaden Blue. You needed another year to really hone in on some skills that really would help you. This guy seems to me like this is the place where he knows what they're doing offensively. Yeah, no, BK, I don't. I just think he's an okay guy.
Okay, so I'm with you. I don't think Trey Wisner is a longtime NFL running back, meaning I don't think he's going to make a ton of money playing football for a heck of a lot longer. So I think he realizes that, yeah, once my college career is over, I'm not going to have a lot of financial opportunities in this sport. So I'm going to try to make as much money as I possibly can while I still have college eligibility in this era of NIL, because after next year, who knows what my future holds. So he wants a lot of money. Texas isn't going to give it to him. All right, he wants to go get that money elsewhere. There are so many cases.
Yeah,
I'd
be interested to see if he can get that elsewhere, even to what he may have been getting here already, you know?
Yeah, I think he'll get more. I don't know if he'll get $1 million on the open market, but I do think somebody is going to view Trey Wisner as a number one running back out there, and they are going to offer him a lot of money to go play there. But you're right. I mean, there's obviously some risk involved. Maybe Trey Wisner doesn't get what he's looking for in the open market. But, I mean, that's what this is. This is about money. You know, there were reports, I don't think anybody ever confirmed these, but there were reports a couple of weeks ago that we talked about on this show that said Texas was ready to offer Jaden Ball $1.5 million if he hit the portal. Again, no, those were never really corroborated, but those were out there. So I'm sure Trey Wisner's camp saw that and is like, you're willing to offer that guy that much money?
Yes.
What about me?
What about you?
Everything that I've done here the last 2 years, I've done a lot of Texas. I've been a 1,000-yard rusher at Texas. Like, why can I not get a little closer to that? And again, we haven't heard $1.5 million for Trey Wisner, but we've heard $1 million for Trey Wisner. So he's thinking, all right, I'm pretty close to that level. Why can't I get that kind of money or at least something closer to that? And again, Texas is making the hard decision here of we don't want to pay you that. We don't think you're good enough to pay you that. And it's a bold move by Texas. It's a bit of a risk. It's a difference in strategy from what the Longhorns have typically done in the portal the last few years. But they are comfortable letting starter caliber players walk with Wisner, with DeAndre Moore, with Leon Galifau. They are comfortable letting those guys go away instead of just doing whatever they need to do to keep them around, because they believe that they can find better players in the transfer portal when it opens up.
The ball move is, what the hell have you done in recruiting? What are these other guys that you brought in? What are your coaches doing? You know, you're talking about guys progressing. What are they doing? Now you got the new running back coach that came from Florida. I mean, that guy's not talking. I mean, and he hardly even knows Trey Wisner. He just met him. So there's nothing he can do. He doesn't have a relationship with him.
He's not in charge of dishing out the money either.
No.
I don't think this is Jabbar Jalouk came to Austin and pissed Trey Wisner off, and Wisner's like, I don't want to play for this guy. I don't think there's anything he could have done.
Like I said, you don't know him. You don't have a relationship with the kid. There's a lot of sit down and talks and stuff like that. But when you're talking that kind of money, you know.
Yeah, Jabbar Jalouk, who got here 2 weeks ago, doesn't get to say how much money a player's worth.
No.
It's not his decision on whether or not Trey Wisner gets the $1 million that he's looking for. So, again, I just don't think it has anything to do with the running back coach. I don't think it has anything to do with the offensive line. I just think it has everything to do with the almighty dollar.
I think it has something to do with that offensive line.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah, because you can go somewhere.
If Trey Wisner got offered $1 million, Buck, he would say, I don't give a shit about the offensive line. My money's coming in. Check clears. I'm good. It's what it is. It's all about the money. It's different now. And look, I'm not going to hate on the player too much. It probably sounds like I'm dunking on Trey Wisner. This is a don't hate the player, hate the game for me. This is what college football is now in 2025. And I'd probably do the same thing. If I was a guy who didn't have a future, like a long guaranteed future playing professionally, I'd be doing whatever I possibly can to get as much money in college sports as I possibly could. And that's what I think Trey Wisner is doing right now. So sucks for Texas. I would have loved to have Trey Wisner back. And you're losing not only a solid player, but a leader on your offense. You're losing a big-time culture guy on your offense. Somebody who's been a big part of that locker room these last couple of years. And with everything that's departing besides him, you were hoping you were going to have Trey Wisner back as one of those leaders who's going to help carry the culture over with all the other changeover from a coaching staff and personnel standpoint. So you're losing a lot, not just a good player, but a locker room guy as well. That sucks, but these are the hard decisions that players have to make, and these are the hard decisions that teams have to make in this era in college football. That's what this is.
You don't have a starting running back at Texas. That is wow.
No, you don't. But if Trey Wisner came back next year, I would still say you don't really have a starting caliber running back at Texas. It's what we were saying all year long. It's like you need to upgrade there. Everyone's been saying that. Texas needs to upgrade there. I didn't think Trey Wisner was a national championship caliber running back. Did you?
No, not at all.
So that's the thing. This is Texas viewing Wisner, DeAndre Moore, Leonga Lefau as role players, right? Role players are important. You have to have them. Every championship team has role players, but you don't pay your role players like star players. These guys are looking to get paid like star players. Texas is saying, we're not going to, like, we don't have infinite money. We'd love to keep you around, but we're not going to pay our number three receiver, our number two running back, our number two or three linebacker, number one caliber money. And that's how this is happening right now.
Yeah, that's a scary maneuver for him too. If he doesn't get the kind of money he thinks he's getting and he ends up somewhere where he rushes for another 500 yards.
Yeah, it's a risk. Of course, there's some risk involved because he's got to go learn a new system, right? And he might have to go compete for a job somewhere else. And odds are, I mean, look, maybe he goes to a place that's as good as Texas in 2026, but there's a chance he goes to a place that's not as good as Texas in 2026. They could have offensive line problems. They could have
quarterback problems.
Exactly. So there's definite risk involved for Trey Wisner, who, again, I'm talking about him not having a super long NFL career. I think he wants to be an NFL player.
Well, they all want to be NFL. Yeah, and he wants to have a, you know, 5 or 6, 7 year career as a running back in the NFL.
So he's taking a chance going to a totally new school, learning a totally new system from a new coach for his last year of college eligibility. There's some definite risk involved for him. And there's some risk involved with Texas, too. You know, we've talked a lot about the Longhorns being all in on 2026. And some people might look at the Trey Wisner news and the DeAndre Moore news and the Leonga Lefau news and wonder, you know, how is Texas all in? How can you say they're all in if they're letting these key guys walk? I think Texas is risking it to get the biscuit. They're not going with the safe route. The safe route would be, all right, well, these are solid players. We know what they're about. We're going to pay whatever we need to do to keep them around. That's not what Texas is doing. They're saying, you know what? We think we can do better than you guys. We are going to bring in these new guys and hope the combination of our current guys with what we bring out of the portal is going to elevate our ceiling more than what it would have been if we just retained.
But it changes college football teams every year, so it's not like it doesn't happen. Like, no, that's – you're just taking a chance. No, that's what college football does now. That's what you have to do.
That's like the NFL. I mean, NFL GMs do this every year.
Yes.
There is constant roster churn in the NFL where you will let guys walk or you will trade guys who have been key contributors to your roster, but you just don't think the value – lines up. They want more money. They want a new contract. You don't think they're worth it. You let them go and you try to find somebody on a better deal who's going to get you more bang for your buck.
Well, there are some backups that are making decent money at places too. So there are certain positions you just got to have a guy, whether he's an average Joe, but he's got to be able to do something for your system. They don't have an average Joe right now. They don't.
I mean, they need two running backs probably from the portal now.
That's if you're all in and you're talking about Arch Manning and this being the year that you're all in, well, you're going to have to pay something to be all in here.
Yeah, well, that was the plan. Again, I mean, Texas wanted Trey Wisner back, but they wanted him back at a certain number, which would have been, like you said, a good amount for a backup. It's not like Trey Wisner, they would have said, hey, man, we're not going to pay you anything. Just be happy that you're here. Oh, they were going to pay him a good amount of money.
They're going to let him know that he's going to have to compete with somebody. That's all.
Yeah, of course. And they were going to tell him that we're not giving you number one running back money because we just don't view you as that. We're bringing somebody else in and we're bringing a bunch of other guys in that we've got to pay. And that's what it came down to. Just a financial disagreement.
Once again, we're talking about the kid from Florida, but there's others out there. So, you know, there are other players out there at this position that will be leaving their school. So,
right.
You better hope you get the right one. You better hope that your coaches mesh with that guy and your offense meshes with what that guy is capable of doing.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, the Longhorns have to get the run game turned around. It's simple as that. They had their worst rushing offense in 81 years in 2025. You know, some of it's on the coach, some of it's on the offensive line, some of it's on the running backs, but whoever you want to put the blame on, it has to be fixed next year. It's amazing this team was able to do as much as it did despite.
Oh, despite the run game, yes.
Exactly. I'm not sitting here telling you missing the playoff when your preseason number one was a great season. We're all disappointed with how things went, but considering, again, you had your worst rushing offense since World War II. It's impressive that Texas was able to go 9-3.
That dude's liable to be at OU from what I see what they have.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder where Trey Wisner ends up.
And what he's done to them.
The Aggie assassin, the Sooner slayer, the rival reaper, whatever you want to call him. I mean, it sucks losing Trey Wisner. He was a fan favorite, like three-star. Like the 29th ranked running back in his class. Nobody expected him to do anything. And then he's your leading rusher in back-to-back seasons. Fan favorite, locker room favorite, coaching staff favorite. Sucks to lose a guy like that.
Well, they seem to have a lot of favorites. They're just not here anymore.
Well, again, they don't have unlimited monies, Buck. You've said it. You've said it four times already. You wouldn't pay Trey Wisner $1 million.
No. They don't have a guy who was here. I wouldn't pay the baby rhino, whatever he was getting, or now they've waited so long to find out about the limp leg guy who'll be at Florida A&M here shortly. You know, I mean, they've got a lot of busts that they pulled in that they thought were pretty good when it all comes down to it now.
Yeah, there's problems with the running back room at Texas, and we'll see. Again, Jaden Ball, the top target for, I think, every Longhorn fan. As of now, he has not entered the portal or announced his intentions to enter the portal. There are some big names out there. Caleb Hawkins, the freshman from North Texas, who had a tremendous season for the Mean Green.
Yeah, I saw that.
1,400 yards and 25 touchdowns. Led the country with those 25 rushing touchdowns this year. He had a 198 and 2 scores on Saturday in the Mean Green's win over San Diego State in the New Mexico Bowl. I'm sure some of y'all watched that game over the weekend. You've got the kid Hollywood Smothers. We talked about him last week from NC State. he's a solid player as well. So a couple other guys in the portal as of right now. But look, Texas isn't the only team interested in a running back. Georgia apparently is in the market. Ohio State will be in the market. Notre Dame.
They're in the market every year, Ohio State for one.
All right. Notre Dame is in the market, losing Jeremiah Love, the Heisman finalist. So it ain't going to be cheap for Texas to bring somebody in. I've maintained this thought from day one, and I'll continue to maintain it. I do believe that if Jaden Ball enters the portal, he will end up at Texas, but Texas won't be the only team that's interested in his services. So it will cost a lot. I think Texas knows that, and I think that's part of the reason why they felt like they couldn't give Trey Wisner what he was looking for.
Yeah, he still may end up here.
Who?
Trey Wisner.
I'd be stunned if that happened. Have we seen that happen under Steve Sarkisian where a player hits the portal and then comes back?
No.
I don't know if we have. So I don't expect that to go down at this point. And that'd be a failure for Texas, wouldn't it? No disrespect to Trey Wisner, but you let him go looking for an upgrade and you end up calling him.
Dude, you got to have somebody at that position.
Yeah. And
like I said, it's a shot in the dark, even if you're after a guy from North Texas. I mean, that's great. Can he run it? Will he be able to run at this level? But you got to take a chance. That's just what the portal is. You're taking a chance on guys, you know?
He ain't going back to your ex. You got to find a new girl here.
Yeah.
You got rid of your ex for a reason. Your ex wanted too much out of you. You don't call her back. Let her go.
You got to find a guy that you feel like this coach will actually give them the ball 20, 25 times a game and say, no, that's what we're going to do. We're going to run. We're going to rely on this dude. This dude is good. We're going to rely on him. He's getting the ball.
Yeah. You're paying a guy that much money. That's what you should expect.
Yes.
All right, we'll take your thoughts. That was obviously the biggest news from a Texas standpoint from the holiday weekend. Plenty more to get into surrounding the Longhorns. Jelani McDonald announcing that he is returning for the 2026 season. We've got the latest on Trevor Goosby's looming NFL decision. And obviously, we'll talk more about Trey Wisner as well. We'll take your thoughts. The Dakota text line, 512-222-9328. If you want to get involved with the show, you can do that there or hit us up on the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch live chats as well. But before we get back into the Longhorns, how about our first round of sponsor shout-outs?
Folks, heal and recover, work smarter, sleep, reimagine, and live pain-free with Relax the Back. Folks, my back is feeling fantastic. I've been outside doing a bunch of stuff over the holiday season, and I was thinking, boy, if I don't get this back straightened out, this is going to be a problem. Now that it's gotten cold, that's even more important that I get the support that my back needs, my thoracic back. But if you've got lumbar area problems, you've got shoulder problems, neck, hips, please go to our Relax the Back friends. They've got everything that you're looking for, whether it's zero gravity recliners, Tempur-Pedic pillows, mattresses, accessories that you need. Please go and rely on those folks at Relax the Back. They will make sure that you feel comfortable each and every day with all the things that they have available for you. They got two great locations. One is in BK's at the Hill Country Galleria right across the street from Whole Foods. And in North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center across from the Container Store. Live pain-free like the buck at Relax the Back.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Love Relax the Back. Also love our friends at Audiovisual Consultations. If you want to upgrade your home TV setup, how about this for a New Year's resolution or a post-Christmas gift, whatever you want to call it, make the call to AV Consultations. They've been hooking up Central Texas since 1988. They gave me the home TV setup that I've always wanted. I've got the 4-screen man cave. Bucky's got the giant 85-incher. If you want something like either of what we have, if you want a home theater room with a giant projection screen and the surround sound, AV Consultations can do that as well, indoors or outdoors. No job too big, no job too small. They do TVs. They do surround sound speakers. They do a whole home lighting. They do surveillance cameras. They can do heated floors in your bathroom. Wouldn't it be nice to have those on a cold morning like this? Audiovisual Consultations can do anything to elevate your home in the new year. All you have to do is give them a call and let Tom McKay and his crew bring everything to you. 512-255-8678. That's 255-8678. You can find out more online at avconsultations.com.
And our friends at Woods Comfort Systems, and now you're going to need that heater to pop back on. Mine jumped back on this morning. You got to make sure that everything's working properly here over the next couple months, because weather here will change, and it will change in a hurry. So if your system's not working properly, calling our friends at Woods Comfort Systems. They've been doing it for close to 70 years in Central Texas. Not only does Woods do heating and air conditioning, folks, they also do plumbing. So trust in the people that do it better than anybody. Nobody does it better than Woods Comfort Systems.
Yes, indeed. WoodsComfortSystems.com is their website, or you can give them a call at 512-842-5066. How about this for a little post-holiday treat?
Cherry vanilla to start the day out.
Lollipop cherry vanilla. They've got more than 20 different flavors of this stuff to choose from. If you ate like a pig during the holidays, we all ate like pigs during the holidays. Yes, indeed.
The big man did.
This is a way to ensure that you're not drinking like a pig. Lollipop is the best of both worlds. This is soda. It tastes like soda. We all love the taste of soda. But unlike the sodas that you've been drinking in the past, this stuff is actually good for you. 9 grams of fiber in every can. You've got prebiotics. You've got botanicals. You've got plant fibers. Ingredients that support good digestive health. Not only is Lollipop not bad for you like other sodas, no, this stuff is actually good for you. You get health benefits when you drink this. You also get taste bud benefits as well. This stuff is popping up all over the world. Pick it up at any grocery store, any convenience store, wherever you shop. Make sure you shop Lollipop.
Too many people telling me that Trey Wisner, it was about the offensive line here this year. Well, we know that part of it. It's going to be about the offensive line anywhere. Somebody said Jeremiah Love couldn't rush. Jeremiah Love can rush behind your family and rush for 1,000 yards. That dude is good. So don't try not to compare Trey Wisner to Jeremiah Love behind any offensive line. They're two different types of running backs. That guy is Jeremiah Love is in another world compared to Trey Wisner. Yeah. And as I said, with your entire family being the offensive line, he still would rush for 1,000 yards.
My family or your family?
Any of our families. Mm.
Yeah, Jeremiah Love's pretty
good. I would be the center. Yeah.
You would be the center?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if like prime Walter Payton is running for 1,000.
Come on, man.
Your center.
Please don't put Jeremiah Love and Trey Wisner in the same category.
No, they're not. And I will say
that. Nice 1,000-yard season. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, well, going back to that 1,000-yard season for Trey Wisner, I don't want to dunk on him too much. It's going to sound like sour grapes to some, but – you know, Texas, it took Trey Wisner 15 games for Trey Wisner to get 1,000 yards last year. Remember, Texas played in a conference championship, and yeah, Texas played in 3 college football playoff games as well. And I think Trey Wisner didn't crack 1,000 until the 14th of those 15 games. And that was behind an offensive line that was a Joe Moore Award finalist in 2024. So, again, Trey Wisner, a good player, solid player. I will miss him. I wish he was coming back. I'm going to get all of that on the record right there. But you can upgrade from Trey Wisner. I don't think Trey Wisner is good enough to be a bell cow running back on a national championship team. And that's what I'm looking for, and that's what Texas is looking for. They would have loved, and I would have loved, and I think most everybody would have loved Trey Wisner to be willing to be a complimentary back on a very good football team. I think he could have been that. That was kind of what he was brought in to do. Remember, he was signed in the same class as CJ Baxter, right? Was the number one running back recruit in America that year. So Trey Wisner was never viewed as the guy who was supposed to be the savior of the Texas running game. I would have loved for him to be a complimentary guy next year, but he's not a true number one on an elite football team. He's just not that good. He wanted to get paid like that. Texas didn't want to pay him like that.
No, it's just kind of comes down to that. As you said, that's kind of the simple math of what's going on in college football. So, and you're looking for better if you can get it.
That's it. That's what they're looking for. And Texas has money, but they don't have unlimited money. You can't pay Trey Wisner, DeAndre Moore, and Leonga Lefau all $1 million or close to $1 million, and also bring in transfers at that price too, plus all of the guys who you already have on your team who are looking for new contracts every year. Like it's just not how it works.
Dude, that particular running back ain't worth $1 million.
I tend to agree with you. Curious if we'll find out what he gets wherever he ends up. But again, these are all rumors. These are all reports, but there's been a lot of folks who've come out and said that $1 million was the number that Trey Wisner's camp was looking for. And yeah, it's hard to argue that he's worth that. So good luck to Trey Wisner That sucks, though, that he won't be a Longhorn next year. I hope he's out of the SEC. Hope I don't have to watch him run against Texas next year. I don't want to root against that guy. I want to root for him to be successful wherever he ends up.
Absolutely, no.
If he ends up in College Station or Norman, sorry, Trey. All bets are off on that. Don't do that.
I think he's more likely to end up in Norman. They truly need one.
They could use a running back, yeah. Yeah, they could. Some good news for Texas. It dropped later in the day on Friday. There's been so many departures that we've been talking about.
How many departures do we have? 12, 13, 14 of them now?
13 as of now. Yep. And that's what Texas had last year for the entirety of the offseason. They lost 13 players via the portal this year. Again, the portal hasn't officially opened yet, and Texas is at 13. And again, the big difference last year, only one starter left, and that was Bert Auburn, who wasn't really the starter at the end of the year. This year, you've lost three with Wisner, DeAndre Moore, and Leonga LaFau. So the quantity as of now is the same. The overall number is going to end up being higher, you would think, because Texas hasn't played a bowl game yet. But obviously, the quality is much different this year than it was last year. That's college football in 2025-26. Jelani McDonald is not leaving, though. There's the good news. Nice to talk about somebody who will be back in a burnt orange uniform in 2026. Jelani McDonald announced on Friday that he is returning to Texas for his senior season, a guy who contemplated going to the NFL draft, deciding to run it back for one final year in Austin, posted a long statement on social media, and also and gave a couple of quotes. Texas is in Orlando. They travel there on Friday. They practice there over the weekend. And there was a little media breakout session with some players. And Jelani McDonald was asked about why he decided to come back to Texas for one more year. Here's what the safety had to say about his decision.
Just been, you know, like Moose said, trying to come win and go get a natty. So that's always a part of it. But just, you know, becoming a better man and just a football player, you know, overall, that's a goal of mine, has been, you know, well prepared, or, you know, way more prepared than what I would be, you know, if I, you know, came out this year. So just, you know, thinking about my future.
He's just telling you he's not ready for the NFL.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel like he's ready. He wants another year to mature as a player, as a person, so that he's ready when it's time to go. You know, not everything is about, oh, you may get injured. It's, you know, you just play the game. You go play the game. You've made it a lot of years without getting injured. Mm-hmm. So you're figuring I can get really, really good in order to do what I think is going to be my profession here in the next year. So he wants to be at his best. That's a smart decision and a smart way to look at it.
Yeah, 100%. And look, I think Jelani, if he did go pro, he would have been drafted somewhere in the 2026 NFL draft. But if he comes back and has a strong season as one of the leaders on this Texas defense, then I think he's got a chance to be kind of a top 50 draft pick in the NFL. And this isn't really an apples to apples comparison, but I'll make it anyways. I'm going to compare Jelani McDonald to Andrew Mukuba here. You know, Mukuba obviously transferred in to Texas, only spent 1 year in Austin. There's the big difference between these two case studies. But Mukuba could have left and gone pro after his final year at Clemson, and he would have been drafted somewhere. But he decided, all right, I'm going to come to Texas. I'm going to play college football for one more year to try to improve my stock. And sure enough,
and he did.
That's what happened. Ended up being a high second-round pick last year and is having a great rookie season in Philadelphia. So I think that's what Jelani McDonald's – like, I think that's his ceiling, right? Would have been drafted if he left this year, but if he balls out for a really good Texas team next year, then he's got a chance to be a top 50 or 60 pick in the 2027 NFL draft. And I think money's a part of this too. I think Texas, like, they had to pony up a little bit of cash to keep Jelani McDonald interested in staying. And with all Texas is losing from its defense, especially its secondary, Buck, with Michael Taft and Manny Muhammad and Jalen Gilbo all being gone, it was imperative to make sure that you had Jelani return.
Sure.
So
yeah, has there been any movement on the coaching staff? Is everybody staying put? Do they have a secondary coach?
No, nothing yet. No hiring to replace Dwayne Aquina. No news on Chris Jackson and his future at Texas. I think at this point, it's safe to say that we won't learn anything until the bowl game is over.
Sure.
Obviously, that game is 2 days from now. So, yeah, well, I think there are more changes to the staff coming. We know someone's going to be hired to replace Dwayne Aquina, so I guess that's obvious to say. But
I can't see it being the kid that just went to Georgia as the defensive coordinator coming back here as a secondary coach. He's on the road to trying to be a head coach. I mean, if you're at that age, you get to be a defensive coordinator, even in the ACC. You know, you can then move on to get yourself a MAC coaching job or something. You want to be a head coach. You want to come back and be a position coach. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we haven't heard, you know, right after the change of defensive coordinator and the change of defensive back coach, you heard a lot of people link Blake Gideon to this Texas job. Yeah. Of course, played under Will Muschamp during Coach Boom's first tenure in Austin. But since then, there hasn't been a lot of.
Yeah, he made the jump from being a position coach to a coordinator. Not going to jump backwards again.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. Now, look, I do think there's a chance Texas would pay a secondary coach more than Georgia Tech pays its defensive coordinator.
Could be.
So if it comes down to money, there's a chance Texas could pay what it needs to pay to bring Blake Gideon back if they want to do so. But you're right. Yeah, from a title standpoint, if Blake Gideon's ultimate goal is to be a head coach, which for the majority of guys in the industry, I think that's what the ultimate goal is, then it probably wouldn't make a ton of sense to come back to Texas. But who knows? Yeah, but haven't heard a whole lot about that opening yet. Travaris Jackson is another guy who's been talked about. He's on Georgia staff. That's a guy who's basically been with Will Muschamp everywhere he's been as a head coach. So we'll see if he is potentially making his way to Austin as well. But yeah, nothing official on the coaching front yet. But Jelani McDonald coming back is big for whoever the new secondary coach is. And
for sure.
Big for Will Muschamp too. I mean, he led the Longhorns in tackles this year. Also, three interceptions, three PBUs, a fumble recovery. I mean, a ball hawk, an aggressive player, a physical player. You're talking about Will Muschamp trying to bring back that culture of physicality, that intensity, that level of edge that his defenses typically play with. Jelani McDonald's the type of guy who can almost be a coach on the field because that's the way he plays anyways. He's a tone setter for you. And again, with everything you're losing on defense, we talked about the secondary guys, but you know, you're losing three linebackers, you're losing Ethan Burke up front. There's a lot of faces and leaders on that side of the ball that just won't be back. Making sure Jelani McDonald stuck around, I think, was imperative for Texas. It was a big priority for them, and they did what they needed to do to make it happen.
Yeah, and it just like I said, he sounds like he's coming back for all the right reasons.
Yeah, and he talked about winning a natty. Hopefully he does win a national championship. That'd be great as well. So, yeah, 38 appearances, 16 starts for Jelani McDonald. Again, started every game this season for the Longhorns, and he will be a big part of Coach Boom's defense in year one. As for Trevor Goosby, Buck, still nothing official from him. Trevor Goosby, another guy who met with the press in Orlando a couple of days ago. Here's Goosby, kind of a two-part question. He was asked about his motivation for the bowl game coming up on Wednesday and also a timeline for his NFL decision. Here was the Longhorns left tackle.
For us, it's kind of just sending a message to, you know, college football playoffs and the rest of the nation of, you know, like we're a dominant football team, we're a physical football team, and, you know, whether we should have been in or not, you know, that's up to the college football playoffs, but we're just here to send a message and go and dominate this game. As for my decision, you know, I'm just going to go throughout this game, you know, kind of focus on this game right now, and then I'll make a decision after that.
Yeah, he wants to see how he plays against Michigan. If he plays really well, he could be gone.
Yeah, you know, I think he could be gone either way. I mean, Michigan's top two edge rushers will not be playing. They've opted out. They're off to the NFL.
So he's about to he should be dominating somebody.
So, yeah, that obviously helps Trevor Goosby. That helps the entire Texas offensive line. It should make them look better. But is that a type of game going up against a bunch of backups that the NFL is going to salivate over, or are they going to realize that you're doing this against a bunch of college backups?
Well, he's got a lot of film now.
That's the thing. Like, I just don't know how much Wednesday is going to impact the decision for Trevor Goosby. Like, I think he's put enough good on film to where he'd be a pretty high draft pick if he left.
Yeah, he's a big old dude with good feet, so.
Yeah. I mean, I know we've referenced this a couple of times, but it's worth bringing up again because it clearly is going to go into Trevor Goosby's decision. Matt Miller, draft expert for ESPN, has Goosby as his 15th ranked player on his big board. Not 15.
Yeah. For the NFL, they don't care that you go back or not. They don't care. Oh, I want to go back for another year. They would prefer you to come on out. If you got the size and the feet that dude has, they're not going to say maybe you need to go back for another year. They're going to go, hell no. There's some teams that need you now.
Yeah. So 15th ranked player overall on Matt Miller's big board. And it looks like Trevor Goosby is the second highest offensive lineman on that board. Now that's just one guy's board. That's the highest I've seen for Trevor Goosby. A lot of mock drafts don't have him going in round one right now. So if he did come back to Texas for another year and had a tremendous season and played at an All-American level, then he could guarantee himself as a first round pick in 2027. But yeah, 6'7", 312, with everything he's put on film, the fact that he's done it in the SEC, that could bode really well. Like if Trevor Goosby left now, he would be a first or second round pick, I think.
Yeah, they'll make you good there. They don't need you to go back to Kyle Flood to make you any better. I mean, they can help. They feel like they can make you better right now.
Yeah, he'd be a high draft pick. Now for Trevor Goosby, money's going to be a part of this as well. This is another situation where the Longhorns are going to have to pony up to keep a guy around. I think Trevor Goosby's worth it. He's one of your best players on your team. He plays an incredibly important position, and you've got one more year of Arch Manning. You don't want to have questions on his blind side at left tackle. So doing whatever you can do to keep Goosby around is very important. But again, obviously he's got to make the decision as well.
If he makes the decision to come back, they'll find the money.
Yeah.
Is that important?
And for Goosby, like I think Goosby, and I've heard this too, and it's kind of obvious, like he is a guy who wants to have a long career in the NFL. So I think it's a similar conversation to Arch Manning where it's like, if Arch left now, he probably would have been a first round pick, maybe a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. But like he knows he could use a little bit more development and he wants to do whatever he possibly can to ensure that he is going to have the most successful NFL career that he can. And both of his uncles were multi-year starters and played 4 years of college football. And obviously it worked out really well for them at the next level. So I think Trevor Goosby, like he is thinking about, okay, what can I do? Yeah, the first contract is great. Getting that NFL money is great. But what can I do to ensure that I'm going to get that second contract in the NFL? Because that's where the money is, that third contract in the NFL. So I think, Trevor Goosby's thinking, all right, one more year of college football. And I've only been a starter for one season in college. It's not like this is Kelvin Banks, where he was a starter for all 3 years and then off to the NFL. And Goosby started a couple of games in 2024, but this was his first full year as a starter here at Texas. So I think he realizes that another year of development might be most beneficial to his long-term career. But again, he'll need to be paid handsomely for that to be believed. So, but I still feel, I've heard for a while that I think Goosby's leaning towards returning to Austin. So I still feel like that will be the case, but I'll be on pins and needles until he makes that announcement official. Because you got to get a left tackle in the portal, Buck, along with everything else that you need from the portal.
You don't have any money left.
That's sad. Now you might need two running backs. You need linebacker, receiver, offensive, obviously interior offensive lineman. Probably should have started with that since that's priority number one. You would like to not need a left tackle because those guys are very expensive. And you'd feel pretty good with Goosby and Baker at tackle coming back for 2026.
No doubt, man.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. We'll take your thoughts. The code of text line 512-222-9328. We'll get back into some Texas football in hour number two. Some practice notes from Orlando, including who's been running the football for Texas with everybody who's left. We'll also have some sound from Kyle Flood to get into. And we've got some NFL to discuss as well. The Houston Texans are back in the postseason. What a wild weekend of NFL football we just had. We'll get to all of that in a moment. But first, how about another round of sponsor shout-outs?
Hey to our friends over at Tony C's Pizza, Austin's original coal-fired pizza, serving that New York-style pizza and the Italian food straight from the kitchen of the Ciola family. And, of course, Tony C's has been a part of the Bee Caves area for over 15 years, and folks love that place. Tomorrow is 2 for Tuesday, BK. You can get back on schedule getting two pizzas for the price of one. Of course, Wednesday's Unwind, Wednesday's half-price bottles of beer. And, folks, Tony C's Pizza is still has the chicken pesto pizza for the pizza of the month. Go on by Tony C's with their locations on Highway 79 in Round Rock, right beside the Dell Diamond, Anderson Lane in Austin, and BK's. Love Tony C's pizza. Love you, Mr. C.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of Bee Cave, shout out to Covert Bee Cave. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, go see our friends out at Covert Bee Cave.
I don't have to worry about shopping for mechanics to make sure it's done and done right. I come up here, I'm in, I'm out. They give me a loaner sometimes, and it's hassle-free.
If you have any questions, they'll go ahead and help you out and educate you. They're not just here just to sell you a vehicle. They're here to build a relationship.
They treat you like family, and then they make the experience what you want it to be, not what they want it to be.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
Where you are always treated like family.
And speaking of being treated like family, we've been treated like family over at Sioux Pastures. It was great to be there just before the holidays started. They've got the incredible selection of Texas Longhorn apparel, collectibles, accessories, and tons of Texas-themed gifts and items. My Christmas tree was packed with all the little ornaments and stuff from our good friends over at Sioux Pastures. And folks, plenty of parking at 5222 Burnett Road. The New Year's just around the corner, so get that gear that you're going to need for the new year. Get it, and you can get it at Sioux Pastures. Any order, $59 or more online, free shipping just to you. And that shipping gets to you directly. It gets there, and it gets there on time. As I said, plenty of parking at 5222 Burnett Road. The Jelly Cats are available. All you need to do is go to SiouxPatrick.com for more information.
Yes, indeed. Love Sioux Pastures. Also love Centex tickets as well. If you're looking for tickets for any sporting event, any concert, any festival, any comedy show, any Broadway show, you name it, only one place you need to go. That is CentexTickets.com. How about a Christmas carol at the Zach Theater, Buck?
Now you're talking. Yes, sir.
You in on that show?
I'm in on that show. I love that show.
Here you go. That's still going on this week. If you want to get to that, or again, any show, any concert, anything, you want to check out a Texas Stars game, you want to check out an Austin Spurs game, whatever. One place you need to go to get your tickets, that is CentexTickets.com. And a friendly reminder to use our promo code, CentEx10. You type that in at checkout, you're going to get 10% off of any ticket purchase from our great friends at CentexTickets.com.
Now, how do you recommend a Christmas carol? You will absolutely love the acting over at the Zach Theater. That's a really cool place. I mean, I've been there a couple times. What a nice place to see, plays. It is. They do a great job there. The singing is great. The acoustics in there are fantastic. So if you can go see A Christmas Carol, I recommend that too. Take the kids.
Which one is A Christmas Carol?
That's the one, I think, with Ebenezer Scrooge, you know. That's A Christmas Carol, I believe. That dude.
All right. I'm more of a Christmas Story guy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You want the dog and the turkey and the lamp. That's what you want.
Fragile?
Yeah, Fragile. That's what you want.
It's Italian.
I have not seen that, by the way, over the holiday. I have not caught that. But Home Alone, yeah, I've caught that about 10 times.
You've seen it before. You just didn't see it this year?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it before, tons before, but I didn't catch it during this holiday season. I haven't seen it on my stations because I've been into the Westerns. I've been deep into the Westerns and, of course, the classic Hallmark channel. Of course, during this time, because I always like to know what the ending is. And Hallmark, I know kind of what the ending's going to be like every single time.
You don't like the suspense?
Hell no.
You want to know exactly how every movie you watch ends?
Guy gets girl, girl gets guy. Guy gets the old man's business that's going out of business in the local hometown. He moves there from the big city. It's always good.
Where's the fun in that?
That's great. It's great for the holiday.
That's why we love sports so much, is you can't predict the ending. You never know what's going to happen.
Sports is like house catches on fire. They're out in the cold for the holidays. That's what sports is.
Yeah, unless it's Texas playing Texas A&M, then you know exactly what's going to happen. Oh, but of course, everything else, you don't know what's going to happen, you know?
That's true. You know what's going to happen. So Trey Wiseman, just come on back. Finish out your career at Texas.
There's no
reason for you to leave.
That ain't happening, sir. That ain't happening. There's a lot of green is why he's leaving. A lot of dead presidents.
He is not that good, y'all. Go ahead and spend that money. Just waste.
You think he's going to come back after you've been dunking on him all morning, saying he's not that good? He ain't coming back now.
His career here. You know the system. It ain't about me. It's about him and his future.
Right.
That other little dude that ran up there to the Dallas Cowboys, who's been sitting on the bench,
Yeah.
He needed another year of maturity. I mean, look at what that's got him.
Well, Trey Wisner's not going pro. That's the big difference here. Jaden Blue went to the NFL, and Trey Wisner is staying in college football, which is the right move for him. But he's just going to cash in somewhere else. Jaden Blue wanted to cash in at the NFL level. I guess he did. He got his first contract. I don't think it was the right move for him to go, but Wisner is going to develop the amateur ranks and be a student athlete for one more.
Yeah, that's good too. At least he's going to be a student athlete.
Yes. This is all about school, actually. Wisner was not thrilled with his course schedule for this coming semester. And
that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, didn't like the curriculum for spring. So he wanted to go somewhere else.
That dude should be graduated by now, shouldn't he?
3 years? It's possible to graduate in 3 years, I guess. I don't know. I haven't heard anything that Wisner has graduated.
Graduate to that bank.
He is trying to do that, it appears. So he's gone. C.J. Baxter's gone. Jarrett Gibson's been gone since the middle of the year. Ricky Stewart is also gone, one of the freshmen who did not play at all this season.
That guy just upped and left. Hardly even knew him. We definitely didn't know him.
Yeah, he apparently had been away from the team like for a while. So it wasn't just like, oh, he wasn't playing. Like he wasn't practicing with Texas down the stretch of the regular.
Yeah, he may have some family stuff going on we don't know about.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what was going on there. Don't want to speculate, but it's four running backs who have entered the transfer portal. Obviously, Texas brought in two from the high school ranks who have already signed at Texas, but those guys can't play on Wednesday because they're not students yet. So as of now, Christian Clark is your number one running back for the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. He has been getting the bulk of the first team reps since the team got to Orlando on Friday.
Well, and we can't take the coach's words that he's that good, because I heard all that during the season that he didn't play in. And when he did play, he didn't do anything.